Folks, it is 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, March 14th. Calling the monthly meeting of Kootenai Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners to order. Is there anyone recorded? Amy Cates, you may now turn on the recorder. If it has already been on, that is no longer going to be acceptable. I've been advised by attorney that if you're recording before you announce in the meeting, that is an illegal recording. You will also be reminded to turn the recording off immediately upon the end of the meeting. Otherwise, you are recording without permission or knowledge. Public comment, please.
Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. Fire Commissioners, could you please update your website regarding meeting agendas, minutes, and recordings? Even your executive session recordings should include the public part of the meeting where the motion is made and the purpose of the executive session is stated and your intention to return or not to return to public session. That part of the public meeting is considered a public record. Thank you very much.
Next item is review and approval of previous meetings. We have before us the summary transcript of the February meeting. I have had a chance to review it, and I found it in order. Do either of you have any comment or concern or question about it?
No questions. No question.
Then I move that we accept the meeting minutes as presented. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Conley.
Pisano.
Hadley.
They are accepted. And Chief, here is an initial copy. Next item of business is the Fire Chief's report. The floor is yours, Chief.
Thank you, sirs. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Okay, so for the month of monthly activities, you'll see there's an image trend report. It's just the beginning of the report. There's about, I would say, 13 other pages that really say the same, but it breaks it down to cardiac calls and all sorts of different calls that we go to. So it really is a nice report. I just could not print that out. I called Image Trend, and they are working on it actually as we speak. So hopefully tomorrow I'll have it ready for you. But as you see there in front of you, there was 33 incidences that we went to. 84% of those incidences, 84.85, were in Kootenai. 6.06%, which are two calls, were in Marston's Mills, and two calls were in Mashpee. Now, there is an unknown. I will look at that and find out where the unknown is. Okay, so that, and as you go down the report, it will break down how many and at what time. So I can't wait to actually show you this report. This will also be, the report will be in the annual report as well, part of the annual report, so it has it from all of last year. So that would be really nice. The only part it doesn't have is the fire incidences, and that's through Firehouse, and we have someone coming in to fix Firehouse to hopefully get that squared away.
Okay. I like this format.
It's really nice. Thank you. Yeah, I wish I had gotten it to you earlier. Okay, the next is your ComStar report. You'll see it in your folders. You have two sheets, actually, in your ComStar report. You have the ambulance billing account receivable report, and that really goes from July 16th all the way to February 17th, as you can see. And the ending balances of each month is down below, as you see as you work across. You do have contractual allowances, the gross commitments, and you have write-offs on some of these that that we write off for people that can't particularly pay. So the numbers are there for you, and this is furnished by ComStar.
Chief, in this regard, I've been looking at our collectibles on this, and ComStar forwarded me their brochure on collection service that they use for the uncollected patient portion.
Yep.
I have the information. Don't have it right in front of me. I have it in my package, and was going to ask my fellow commissioners to take a look at it over the next month to consider whether or not we would want to explore the option of being able to send unreceived amounts or uncollected amounts to this agency. They only deal with ambulance collections, and ComStar has offered that they're a pretty reputable outfit and maintain pretty high standards, but we need to look over their proposal pretty carefully before we go there. But considering that there is $54,000 uncollected right. on what is allowable, it might be worth considering. Mm.
Yes.
Do we know what percentage they take out of the recoverable?
That's
fine. That
yes, it's in the material that I'll give you, and the percentage is only on what they actually collect.
Sure.
They have, I did a little background research. They do seem to have a pretty good reputation in terms of I could find no complaints of inappropriate harassment or anything like that.
Just appropriate harassment?
Just appropriate harassment, right. No, they did. Apparently they do a fairly good job of following the law about staying within boundaries. But it's still going to be an issue. And it may even be something that we want to carry over to annual meeting for discussion before we make any decision on.
Yeah, we can place that in an article and, you know, place that in and see if anybody's interested in doing so and explain it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be perfect.
That's definitely worth considering.
Yeah, definitely. The second form that you see there for the activity for ComStar is the activity tracking report that was furnished from July 1st, 2016 to February 23rd, 2017. As you can see, it marches out, and they have the grand totals and the percentage of collected. And at this point, since those dates, between those dates, we've collected and received 75.52% of our costs. Okay.
Chief, question on these reports, starting from the beginning from Image Trend. Do
yes.
we know if they can be output to a file versus printed?
Yes.
No, they can't.
Yes, all of those, and we do have that ability to do that. Yep. We can probably submit them to a file, and actually all of this that I give you can go right into a file, and I can put it in a folder if you'd like and
so
send it to you.
Do they go like into Excel, or do they go into some
I don't know what platform they use. I'm not sure what platform that Image Trend uses.
Okay, so that's the first step. We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so the next item is, it says budget, and I'm not sure, Commissioner, if you want to take that one for now, or if we want to, or do you want to go out of order and just go right down the rest of the items?
Let's take it out of order.
Okay.
And just continue to the others.
Okay, we're going to take the budget out of order, and we'll reconvene with that in a few minutes. Fire Chief Search.
As of Friday of last week, The firm reports having received 12 applications, with approximately half of them being in-state applications, the other half being out of state. They didn't break out of state down to New England region, but they also requested, and I authorized 2 weeks ago, that they add advertising in the Daily Dispatch to it. And that did produce a bump in applications leading up to the dozen that they are currently evaluating.
Great.
They are in the process of doing the vetting of resumes, credentials, query check, that kind of stuff for the first weeding out, and the application period is not yet closed, so there may still be more.
Excellent.
Since I contacted him last Friday, so that's where we stand on that.
Excellent, thank you, excellent.
Commissioner Pisano, when do we expect to see something from them? I know the process is still ongoing. My impression had been that we were going to see some as they went along, that we would see four come now while they're doing the rest of them. I may have been wrong.
If I led you to believe that, I misrepresented it. I'm expecting by mid-April to have word on how many have been vetted to go through their more extensive assessment procedure, which will include oral interviews and simulations. And after that, they will present us with three or four of their top recommendations.
So they're doing the first two cuts, for lack of a better way of saying
yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
And then they'll give us the top three, I think.
Right.
Okay.
That's the model.
Thank you.
Great. I had a question. When we're looking for this new chief, is it going to be mandatory that he be a paramedic as well as the chief?
We listed paramedic credentials as one of the requirements. We have the option, if we see a strong candidate that does not hold a paramedic certificate, of making a provisional hire with the expectation or the demand that they move in a straightforward way to get the paramedic credential. That remains within our discretion. But for a lot of reasons, it was thought to be best if we included that as one of the qualification requirements for the application. There have been two, I understand, of the applicants who do not have current paramedic certificates, although apparently they're in process. So.
I have one other question. We haven't gotten personnel yet, but are we doing anything about a deputy chief?
We have not made any movement on that, in part because we're still trying to sort out budget and funding, and with the contract negotiations ongoing and not knowing where that's going to end up, it's kind of hard to put it out. I would be inclined to put a warrant forward for the annual meeting proposing the position. We do have funding authorized by the Prudential Committee to potentially hire somebody in the position of acting deputy chief for a transition period if we want to bring them on board ahead of the chief's departure, where that candidate could become a member of the department and work as deputy chief in transition. That also remains to be seen.
That sounds like a plan to me.
As close as we can get to one.
Thank you.
So if I could back up to the conversation about the chief again.
Mm-hmm.
If we have put it as being mandatory that the chief have a paramedics certificate,
mm-hmm.
then by default, our agency should be rejecting those people out of hand, and they should never get to us.
No, in my conversation with them, when they told me that they had gotten two applications from people who don't have current paramedic certificates, I discussed that with them and said that it would be required that they get that kind of certification, but that if they look like strong candidates, I would want them to give them fair consideration. We ought to be able to be somewhat flexible about it.
So I think flexibility I don't disagree with, but I do think there's a world of difference between hiring a firefighter with the assumption that they'll get a paramedics license, and in the event that that person doesn't, they ultimately would be Not with the department.
Removed.
There's a world of difference between losing one of 12 versus losing one of one if that person didn't fulfill that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing we need to decide now, but just as I'm thinking the process, thinking it through.
The other point I should mention is this outfit we picked in part because of their guarantee that if we hire the person that they present to us as their number one recommendation and it doesn't work out within the first year, they will repeat the search for free. Now, we don't want to have to go through that, but I would hold that if we, on their recommendation, just suppose that on all other criteria, they're saying this candidate who does not have current paramedic certification is really your best bet. And we say to that candidate, we'll offer you the position with the understanding you must complete this certification within this time period. We would have to work out with the firm to be clear that we would expect them to honor that arrangement.
That's fair.
That would be pretty tough working from scratch, though, for somebody that didn't have a paramedic that had been a chief for a good many years, say.
Yeah.
That would be tough going. That's a tough way to for certification.
Right, and it is still our overwhelming preference that we look at candidates who already hold paramedic status. But
excuse me,
I'm just saying we have some elbow room if circumstances warrant.
Mm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the apparatus. So we have 263 back, as you folks know, and we had a slight issue with the pump freezing, some of the packing. So we do have our mechanic working on that now. Don't know when he'll be finished with it, but it's downstairs. And it's actually kind of nice in a way that one of the lieutenants took upon himself to remove a portion of 265's back door and to put it on 263's back door so we can fit the jaws in appropriate, the old set of jaws. So now we will have two operational jaws, and I thought that was great. And they just finished it today. So this was great having them at work today. So, and that was Lieutenant McNamara, Bill McNamara, and his team. I don't know all of them. I believe Shane Clark, Peter Emerson, Kate Halloran, actually, and a few others that helped out. And I apologize missing the other names. But I thank them profusely today, and I'll probably put a letter in their box, too, to thank them for a job well done.
Good.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Good.
Great. They stepped up big time.
All right.
Chief, what is the cost of the repair?
I don't know. I don't know what the cost is going to be. He hasn't said anything about what the cost is going to be.
Right, but this is the one where we discussed that
yes.
It's gone to
Minuteman,
and they should have known, and I know there was some situation where it was blown out, but it wasn't all the way blown out and so forth.
Correct, yeah. We're hoping it's minimal, and we're hoping we can work a credit with Minuteman and work something out with them. Yeah, we will look definitely intently at that.
Thank you.
So we do have 265 working well. We are going to service 265 on the 20th, so we'll be out of service for the day just for maintenance and services. And everything else seems to be working well at this point, all the other, the whole fleet.
So 265 is coming out of service and maintenance already?
Yes, there's a couple of lights. One light for antifreeze that is popping up just intermittently.
So new vehicle type situation.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're just
nothing
in
major.
Nothing major. No, nope.
Okay.
It's nothing to take it out of service, but we want to make sure that it's working properly. Before.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, dispatch services.
One more thing on apparatus. So. Presumably by the spring meeting, we will have old 265 out of commission, and we've had an appraisal where on the high side they said $5,000.
Correct.
I would suggest to the commissioners that we consider a warrant for the spring meeting to ask for authorization to make a donation of the truck to the fire academy, because at that dollar value, I would prefer not to sell a lemon and end up getting into a dance with
someone else,
would-be purchaser about this and that. I think it would be best served if it just went to the academy. But I do think that that would be best done with a warrant at the spring meeting.
Commissioners, I thank you very much for that. That you know, that we use that academy, the Barnstable Fire Academy, quite often, and it'd be nice to see our truck there so we could use it there. We'd be very familiar with it, so we'd be one step ahead of everybody else. But I'm sure they would, you know, as you know, they rely on donations throughout all the towns, and there are a truck from Barnstable, there's a truck from Harwich, Hyannis, so, and they're a lot older than the truck that you folks would donate, so it'd be much appreciated to them, and thank you so much for that.
You both good with that?
I'm good with that.
Yes.
I'll talk to the clerk about drawing up these warrants.
Okay.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you. All right, dispatch services. So we had asked a while back in 2012 to go out prior to you folks as commissioners, except for I think you were part of this, Commissioner Hadley, I'm not sure. They had asked about maybe moving our dispatch service from Calm Fire to the county. So we went out and got a price, and at that point, we weren't ready to move. So what we did was we got quotes from, and this is 2012's quotes, from the Sheriff's Department. And the Sheriff's Department at that time could handle us coming in. That was prior to Howich, prior to Orleans joining them. And I can't remember if it was Brewster, prior to Brewster going to the county. And the infrastructure to build out an infrastructure for us to do our dispatching there was roughly $38,500 or $38,000. What they were going to charge us, they have a formula that they use per call, and we had at that time like around 746 calls, incidents a year. And they charge us per year, per call they charge us. And they would give us a yearly rate. And roughly it would be about $23,000 or so, say $24,000. At that rate, it certainly was a savings for us. Not the first year, obviously, because of the $38,000 infrastructure build out. However, it would probably behoove for this district to really look into this dispatch center, and not to discredit Calm Fire. They've done a great job for us, and we're very appreciative in everything that they've done. But, you know, Calm Fire is a fire department, and they have three villages to take care of. We are their fourth village that they take care of in dispatching, basically, and we pay for that. And our line item is roughly $47,000, but I believe it's a $37,000 contract with them. We used to spend $47,000, and then they gave us a cut because they heard us. They heard that we were going to be moving, possibly moving. So they dropped the price, and so we agreed to it and stayed with them for a year. Now, we have a year contract with them. It is coming up in July, the end of June. June 30th is the end of our contract, and we're obligated to let them know. And I would, just out of professional courtesy to Calm and to Chief Wynn, Chief Michael Wynn, I would, you know, like to let him and them know ahead of time if we decide to move forward. So in the interim of that, that was the history. Now, going forward, in the interim of that, I've since called, I've gotten a task from you folks to call the county, and I did. And the county's not ready for us now, unfortunately. They do have us on the list, so they know that we're not huge in numbers, so they're going to try to bring us in at some point. Now, they understand the fiscal year, they understand what that involves, so if not this coming year, possibly next year, that we could possibly get in. With that being said, you know, roughly we went from 746 in 2012 to about 800 and 32 calls now, I believe it is. Maybe, you know, don't quote me on that. It's around there. So we've moved up in our calls. So they would give us numbers to, you know, I would say maybe $25,000 to $26,000 to $27,000. Well, folks, that's still cheaper than the $37,000 that we're spending. So that's something that we might want to entertain, you know, and we may want to go forward with that. And I think that's a great, you know, being fiscally responsible as we all are for the district, I think that might be a good way to go. They are a dispatch center, and that's what they are. And in interim of that, I would love to bring you folks to the dispatch center so you could see it for yourself. And it would be a nice, dispatch. It'd be a nice trip to go and see, and I'll introduce you to all of them there. And Chief Stackey, that's there too as well, and you can see their fire department as well there. So it's a really good system they have. They're trying to build their infrastructure, make it bigger. They're collecting more people. As I said, three big towns came in, and that kind of oust us in a sense.
But what about in the interim? You're going to stay with Calm?
Yes.
Until we're at the county?
Yes.
Does Calm agree?
When Chief Wynn came on board, I was asked by him if it could be possible that we stay on board. And I've made my obligation to them, and I said yes at that time because we were looking to move on at that point. However, you know, with the money being, you know, tough, and we're trying to save money throughout the district and trying to be fiscally responsible, this might be an opportunity for us to save some money. Now, if you know, if Calm comes to us and negotiates with us and possibly does another drop or whatever, I mean, that's something that I can bring to the board and we can discuss. Like I said, their dispatching is perfectly fine for us right now.
So we're not talking about quality of service, we're simply talking about cost.
Exactly, and it's just really strictly a cost. You know, and obviously when they do get busy, they tend to their needs, which I don't, you know, that's their needs, is their department. And that's the reason why I would say we should be looking elsewhere and moving forward with a true dispatch center. So we have a dispatcher for good to it only, period.
Chief, we have had, and I know, excuse me, quality is a relative term, right? Mm. We have had issues with the pages.
Yes.
Right?
Like yes.
And a lot of the guys don't carry radios as much as they used to, so they just carry their
That's correct.
Phones, right? And
that's
on
correct.
Occasions, the pages either come through late, come through incomplete, or don't come through at all.
That is correct.
Right. So, you know.
That is correct. And
it's something,
you know,
I'm concerned about, frankly, right? When
we
talk to Calm.
No, right? Commissioner, you
talk about Calm, and I do think as we go down the road here, as I said, I'd be more than happy to go visit. But what we need to do is talk to Calm at some point and say, you know, this is what we're looking at, to be straight up with them,
mm-hmm.
and that we do have some concerns with regards to some of the performance.
Yes.
And, you know, what would be different going forward if we did stay with them. Now, of course, that depends whether or not we have a place to go, but we have to work that out.
Exactly. The way the deputy sheriff was talking to me, you know, he was on the phone with me discussing this, and he said, you know, Chief, I know in 2012, I have a message here from 2012 that you did try to come with us, and you guys declined. And I said, yes, we did at that time, but we're ready to make the move. I believe we're ready to make the move, and I believe our board is on that whole road of moving forward with this. And they said, okay, well, we're going to be focusing forward then, and we're going to put you on the list, and we're going to see what we can do. And we know that you folks do have a lower incident rate than a lot of the people that have come on board. From like 2,000 or 3,000 runs, we have 800 runs. So they might be able to entertain us before they entertain another company, which is good. So,
and it looks like it had been about a $38,000 onboarding fee at the time.
Yes.
And I think based on the way technology's changed, that's probably changed as well. So we'll have to get underneath that.
That is correct. And, you know, we will, absolutely do exactly what they did, give us an estimate of the infrastructure and give us a new calculation. So at least we have that in place. and then we can go to COM, if you will, you know, or if I, you know, I can go to COM and discuss it further with them.
What does West Barnstable do?
West Barnstable goes with the county. West Barnstable goes with the county, Barnstable goes with the county, COM is COM, Hyannis is Hyannis, and we go with COM.
I mean, I would think that West Barnstable has a lot less calls than we do.
They do. They're like 200 less than us. Barnstable is about 200 to 300 more than us. So it's on either end, they both go. You know, and to the board, I really do want to add one other thought here. There was communications with the police chief, McDonald, and the other five, the other chiefs of the town of Barnstable to think about a dispatch center for the town of Barnstable alone. Excuse me. So that was about 2 years ago, and we've been silent for about a year and a half now, or a year on it. So I don't know if that's fallen on deaf ears or not, but we were very hot and heavy, we being the chiefs of the town, to get a dispatch center for us and get a second one. So when Hyannis built out their station, that would be our second dispatch center, where COM would be our first dispatch center. But that hasn't happened, and I don't know why it stopped. The communication stopped, but they have. So I just want to throw that so you know that history too as well. You know, we need to make an informed decision, you know, so that's something that may happen down the road. Doesn't look like it's going to happen right away, though. So,
when did West Barnstable go with the county?
Always have been.
Okay.
They were down the street from, just like Barnstable Fire was right down the, literally right at the courthouse, and that's where the county was.
Okay.
So we always had, we being Barnstable and West Barnstable, always had been with the county, and we were actually getting it for zero at that time, but now they're getting charged for it. So, yeah.
Well, I would suggest that based on the timing, right, based on July 30th, is it July 30th?
June 30th.
June 30th.
Yep.
That we see if we can set up something within this month to go down to the county.
Sure.
And I'd be happy to figure that out from a schedule point of view.
That'd be great.
I just can't go next week, definitely. This week, next week.
I'll leave it up to you, Commissioner. And I love that. That's great.
But ask if you'd be willing to, you know, let us come in, even though there's nothing theoretically open right now.
Absolutely.
And we can see what it looks like and what the options are.
Yeah, you're going to be amazed. It's actually a really nice communication center. Cool. It really is. Very professional. And again, not to say that COM's not professional, but this is all what they do. And they are our mutual aid dispatch as well, county dispatch. So, and that's what everybody uses. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so for new business, for under personnel, did you want to finish the budget? I'm sorry.
I'm going to allow the budget to float
okay.
To the end of the meeting.
Okay, thank you, sir. The personnel for new business personnel, we do have one opening in Cotuit Fire Department. So we have 11 full-time people. We're looking for one person. We did have one retire, and that's William Sargent. He has retired from Cotuit Fire Department with our gracious thanks and, you know, for a job well done throughout his career. And we wish him well and his wife on retirement. And I just wanted to commend him. He did a great job on Ambulance 262 and also Engine 265, the brand new one. So, you know, kudos to him. And also getting us Image Trend. He did a really great job at Image Trend. So we are very proud of him. We are very thankful for him. And we wish him and his family well on his retirement.
Chief, will you be providing him a letter to that effect?
Yes, sir.
Would you please append our signatures for the board?
Absolutely, will do.
Thank you.
Chief, can we go back to apparatus for a second?
Sure, please.
The tank, the water tank.
Yes.
It's leaking or was leaking.
Yes, the 267?
Thank you.
Yes, the foam tank, the polyfoam tank. Yeah, no, that's okay. The polyfoam tank has a crack on the top that is leaking. We've since lowered the foam so it doesn't leak, obviously, now. But we will look into fixing that. I was hoping to have the new chief look into that. It was in my capital expenditure plan. Us getting a brand new engine and new ambulance and then a brand new engine and then a rehab of 263, you know, I was holding it off until this next fiscal year to look into it. But in our budget, there will be a plan for that. There will be a rehab plan for that.
Did we have an estimate on what that tank was going to cost?
No, sir. And we may just eliminate that tank. It might be even the cheapest way of doing it, too, as well. And you can add wet water if you wanted instead of foam. We're going in the woods with this tank, so it's not a... It's not.
In other words, just replace the entire tank is what you're saying.
Exactly. Or, you know, it depends on what the cost. We want to get the estimate.
Right.
Yeah.
And what capacity are we at now with the tank, would you say? 75%?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. And that's, again, the foam tank, which we don't use much. We hardly use at all in the woods. We just have it there for possible car fires, for something else. But really, we fight, our forest fires with water.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And we use like an agent called wet water we could use, which makes it thicker.
You know? Wet water?
Yeah, wet water they call it. Yeah, that's what they actually call it. Yeah. Okay. Let's think. Under personnel, we do have two call firefighters that I haven't mentioned to you folks in a while, their status. The two call firefighters that are in the paramedic class, they're doing very well. That's Catherine Halloran, Firefighter Catherine Halloran, and Firefighter Brian Lee. They're doing fantastic. They've completed their class, I believe, with an A in their class. Don't quote me on that, but I think it is. That's what they were telling me. I haven't seen the grade yet. However, they completed their the didactics of their class, and now they've done their clinical time, and now they both are doing their ride time, and Catherine's going to be finished this week. And Brian just started his ride time, so he has quite a ways to go. So, but they fantastic. They great, great job. Great job on that.
So, Catherine will have all her practical experience done this week.
Yes, she should be done this week. I tell you, fantastic. She's been doing a great job with us, working hard. We are very proud of having her as a call firefighter, and we're psyched that she's actually excelled in this paramedic class. We have communications with the Emergency Medical Teaching Services, which is the company that she went to school for, and has nothing but good things to say, like, you know, you should hire her. She is fantastic. You know, she does great. So I was really psyched to hear that. So kudos to Catherine on that. So, yep.
Chief, do you know if she has an application in for the full-time opening?
She will. Yes, we have. We'd love to see that, and we'd love to entertain that too as well. And I'm hoping at the time that we announce we have 60 days to fill this spot, and at the time of those 60 days, we're hoping that she's completed her paramedics, her tests, which it would be so exciting.
Good.
Okay, and then the annual report. The last thing I have on the item is the annual report. I furnished you copies of the annual report. I have some grammatical errors that thank you so much for picking up, and I will make sure those get changed. And this is a draft, please, and I appreciate you folks looking at this to make sure that it's correct. There is one thing that I'd like to change, and that is in activities, where it says the department's increased activities nearly 25 incidents from last year. I need to look at that. I can't remember exactly what. I think it's 34, not 25. So that may change to 34, and I believe that's what it is, 34 or 33. I need to look at that. So that's the only thing I did not change. In this report, you will see, hopefully by tomorrow, the image trend report of all our rescue calls throughout the last fiscal year of FY16. Also, in this packet, I do have my letter intent to retire, so that I'm obligated to let you know a month in advance, and I wanted to actually let you know, at least now, so that you have it, and I furnished you a copy of that letter in your files as well. And I thank the board profusely for hanging out with me on this.
And Do I understand correctly you would like us to append that to the annual report?
Please. Please do that so that, that everybody knows that, and I'll make an announcement at the annual meeting too as well. Is that, who's that? Which one is that? Yeah, because that is last year.
Okay.
It was on last year, yeah. I know. It's so confusing. It's always a year behind, you know. We're already ahead and looking at 2 years ahead already. We're on FY18, and this is FY16's report. I know.
Well, we'll be adding a new lieutenant.
That is correct.
Out of the group.
Yep, that was Lieutenant Amento, right? We'll change him up next year. He's already moved up to lieutenant right now. Yep.
He was on just temporary.
Yep, and now he's on his probationary period.
Thank you.
Yes. And other than that, we just have the budget. That's it to look at. I did furnish you, I believe, in there. I hope I did. And it's the appropriation sheet. Not sure if you saw that. Where it says expenditure ledger. Nope, that's the budget right there, the second one right there. Yep. That is the budget part of, I just wanted to put that in so you could see it. And this is brand new, folks. So I want you to look at it first before we discuss it at a maybe a different meeting. So I just want you to look at the numbers that you have in front of you. They are doing everything differently right now with the new company. So it'd be unfair to really throw this at you and say, okay, and just read off these things.
Chief, on that fourth column,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look through the bottom of my bifocals here. Does that say percent of the year or percent variance? Is that a VAR?
I'm trying to look at fourth VAR. Column.
It is, yeah.
Percent VAR. Talking about up the top.
How come your eyes are better than mine?
Where's it say that?
I'm younger than you are.
Where's it say that, young man?
Right there.
Oh, the fourth, all the way over. Yes, percentage variance. Yes. Percentage variance,
so
correct.
So we are talking percent variance against... trying to understand the statistics.
The year, what we spent, what we've spent, a percentage of what we spent. I believe that's what it's stating. What we have spent at that time. So let's look at, let's look at the fire chief. Go to the next page where it's under the fire department budget, which says salaries. You look at the fire chief's salaries. It's allotted $111,000. We've expended $70,000. We have left 40,000, so we've spent 63.75% of that budget, of that line item.
So by variance, they mean the amount actually, the percentage.
A percentage of, to exactly, to date, as of this ledger, yes, correct. And that's kind of why I wanted you to look at this, just to really look at it and digest it before we make comments on it.
I assumed that's what it meant, but I wasn't going to go with my assumption.
Exactly. Excuse me.
All right, with
can I ask a question here?
Yeah.
I don't know, the Treasury Services.
It's the Treasury Services would be Prudential. Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't break it up like
yeah,
the.
No,
I know.
I it,
hence the reason why I want you to look at this. I mean,
no,
they,
I got this down below, right?
They just broke it up so different than what we've been used to. So this is a new company. So I think we'll take a couple of meetings to really dissect this and look at it, and we'll be right on the money after that.
So, Chief, then over here, then I'm looking at the right place now. With 344% of our full-time injury budget?
That's correct.
And that is because?
That we had only $20,000 expended on that. We had two firefighters in line of duty.
other FT with 353% of that $10,000 budget?
That is correct because of the open shift now. We have an open shift that we've been going through.
Oh, this,
yeah.
Lieutenant Sergeant?
Yes. And those line items, you can see we don't budget very heavily. Because we don't use, we try not to use those. The other seems to be used for any kind of, any kind of meetings that we have that's separate, and also things like funerals and stuff that we need to budget, and that's where it budgeted in open shifts.
Got it.
Excuse me. So that is your sheet. I would. Please, and email me if you have any questions on that, please, and I can certainly answer some of the questions for you. Okay, and then the last thing is the budget, and that's what I have prepared, the FY draft budget, FY18. And I didn't know if we wanted to go into that right now. Or
I have to dig it out first.
Green highlights.
Those have been some changes that we made to that line item. We've actually went down on those. The green is considering down. I should have labeled and give you a ledger for that, so my apologies.
No problem.
So that would be a decrease on those line items.
There is not an increase for line 19.
That is correct.
Budgeted, but...
That is correct, yeah, and that's what we were going to talk about. I didn't know what to increase it to, so we certainly can talk about that, and increase that line item. And, by saying that too as well, the administrative assistant on this line item, this person's been doing the job for roughly 2 years now, 2-3 years, and this person has not got an increase either. She got an increase in hours for other people to help, others like Prudential Committee and stuff, but she hasn't got an increase in salary. So that's something that we may want to look at down the road too as well. She's doing a fantastic job.
Line item 46, under maintenance, the 16.5, will that include, as we're collecting these estimates for the septic overhaul?
What number is that? It says 46?
Line 46.
On
the second page?
Yes, no. The those increases, no. I do have those printed out for you, too. The increases for a new septic system and stuff, no. This is still just our building. The septic system is such a big item that it would be under an article, and it would be under the other special appropriations. So something like that would be in the $50,000 to $60,000 range. Yeah. Yes, because we're looking at repaving. We're looking at eating up the asphalt, repaving it, putting a whole new system in that is actually capable to handle our building. And the engineer alone is $4,000 just to have an engineer come in and engineer a system for us. And then the line going to the, that's also included in the line going into the generator. So you take out the propane tank. So we'll gain more spaces to park. But you take out the propane tank and just bring a straight line from the street into the generator for natural gas.
We're not getting a new generator.
No, sir. No, we're not. We're changing the diaphragm on the generator.
Repiping it.
That's correct. That's correct. And we can't pipe it from inside because NFPA, you need its own means. It can't come from inside the house.
Right. One more.
May I, before, Commissioner, I do have a quote. Mm-hmm. I have two quotes from two companies, just since we're talking about that line item. Mm-hmm. And... I have them here for you. And okay, so basically, okay, this is from Cape Wide Enterprises. And basically, they wrote out quite a bit to do the job, from actually everything, from engineering to disabling and putting a new septic system in and paving and putting the line in prior to paving. You know, so they've actually did the whole gamut. And we do have a final, and I just can't seem to see it here. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here, and it says, we'll have to look at this to get a finalization. I'm going to give it to you anyway, so you have it, just to look at. The other one came in at about 20 grand. I believe this one was like 40 or 50, and I'm trying to find out exactly where it is mentioned. Fields conducted, Title V. I'm wondering if I'm missing a piece here. The materials of the sum of $3,965. So this is tank. Okay, additional services if necessary. It's all right in here. I don't have the other one in hand.
So the other one came in, you think, at what?
About 20 grand, 20 to 20, 30 grand. It's a lot cheaper, but they're not doing the pavement. They're not doing all the other things. This is complete, yeah.
Are they handling permitting as well?
Yes. Yeah, from the Board of Health.
Yep. Sign with them.
Exactly. But let me just get that. I need to get a third quote because of the procurement laws. So once I get that third quote, we'll put them all together and I'll put it in a package for you. This was just preliminary. I know you guys asked about this, so I wanted to bring it forward to show you that we're moving forward with getting quotes.
So, Chief, remind me, I know the current system is failing. Mm-hmm. Are we digging out the old system, or is it staying? We're digging it out.
Yes.
Digging it out, hauling off, all that is in that cost.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all.
Not capping anything at all on
no,
site.
No. We have to remove all that, according to the Board of Health. Yep. Yep.
How long does the process take, did they tell us?
I don't know exactly what they said, actually. I'm not too sure. I don't know. I don't know if it's a week or 2 weeks.
And what's the plan for the house while the septic's down?
Well, that's something that we'll have to talk about. We're going to probably do porta potties. We'll probably have something like that to bring in. We could do a 18-wheeler that has showers on wheels, so you can do showers. And we can ask the district if we could use that small little space. Maybe we can put our shower unit and our bathroom unit, because they have bathrooms on one side, showers on the other, basically. And they come in and pump it up.
We would put them on the adjacent lot?
If they would say yes. Yes, if the district, yeah. So, and that's something that we can do, and people have done that before.
Do we have a cost estimate on that, Chief?
I do not have a cost estimate on that, no. Because I'm hoping that we can work with these guys and say, if it's only disconnected for a certain amount of time, you know, we might be able to work something out, you know, with them.
Right, but if we're going to do a warrant, that would be part of that warrant.
Yes, we're still in the phase of just grabbing all the, because the procurement law asks us to get three. I don't even have three for you yet, you know.
No, I get it, but if that becomes an option, we're going to need three on that as well.
Correct.
So can we ask Chris to look at that and
absolutely
get three options on that, just so that we're getting the process going?
Absolutely. They may have suggestions. This company may have something for us, you know, part of that bid. But we'll look into that, definitely, yeah.
What about Bartolotti? They must do all
yes,
that.
Yes, Bartolotti does a bunch of that stuff.
They're right up the street.
Yep, exactly.
So the bid from Cape Wide would cover lines 88, 89, and 91 in the special appropriations section.
Yes.
And line 92?
Yes.
Is that, that's not, is the old generator still there?
That's correct. We had that generator we have to make an article, because the article that was written, FY15, I believe it was, that article was written, the water department was going to take that. However, they came upon a grant, or they ended up getting three generators that are brand new. So it said in the article that we would donate the generator to them, and they were excited, and they were going to take it away. Since then, they got three brand new generators, so they don't need that one. So it stayed, and we had to keep it there until this fiscal year so we can ask them to remove it. Yeah, it's old.
Okay.
Yep.
The question, though, they reserve the right to give you the final price once the survey is done. So the initial estimate is just under $4,000.
Right.
Because
you know what that initial estimate is an engineer.
Right.
An engineer, once the engineer designs it and tells you, they're charging you $4,000 to do it. Once they do that, then they will tell you exactly how much.
Put the stamp on it.
Yes, how much money. And they were throwing out ranges from $50,000 to $60,000, you know, roughly from the pavement to whatever. But you know what? Like he said, don't quote me, Chief, because I'm not sure yet. I don't know. I mean, it might be less than we think or it might be more than we think. We just got to get an engineer. And we cannot do any work and give you a bid until the engineer does his job.
I have one more question about septic.
Yes.
If we're going to do this, should we consult with Prudential about their plans for the adjacent lot? Would it make more sense to consider a volume that could allow for the eventuality of actually getting some offices on that adjacent lot? Or would we let them flush their own toilet?
You know, that's actually
a system in the building.
You do?
Yes. There's Title V right out in the front of the parking lot.
Okay.
But you can't plug into that because it's on a separate lot.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Right. So they already have Title V set up on that lot if they ever. Okay.
Right.
Well, that brings a point, though. If we abate the lots and the district abates the lots and bring it into one lot, I wonder if we could tie into that and save all that money then. And because an engineer's got to, he would probably have to, that wouldn't be big enough. That building's too small. You know, that Title V, I'm sure, is just a regular Title V residential. And we don't.
Size.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that, Our drain water needs to go into a capsulated tank. So that's going to be quite the money. And that's coming down the pike from OSHA.
Okay.
So
at least when we get ready to tear up everything, you can use that area as a parking area for your guys.
Correct. You know? Yeah, that would be great.
And I can rent you some space.
There you go.
Say, does that second lot, since it has Title V, does it have a functional bathroom?
We could probably use that.
I don't know, the water's all shut off.
But we could probably use that.
For the interim, while the thing's torn up, it might be very cost efficient if we can turn the water.
There's a shower there, too, as well. There's a bathroom and a shower, and it's only one shower and one bathroom.
Because the brothers lived
there. Right.
For a good many years.
You know, that's a great possibility right there. So, let's hear what the engineer says, and then let's, you know, again, this is preliminary. I wanted to give this so you know we're starting the ball rolling. You know, it's quite a work still ahead of us to do, so.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to try to get this ready for the meeting, so, annual meeting in May.
Yeah, it's coming pretty soon.
It is. And that's all I have. The thing in the budget, though, we do not have in the line item budget is, and I don't know if we're going to talk about it now or later, but the deputy chief's position, if that's possible, should we put that in there? Would you like me to put that in there to see what the budget looks like? You know, again, this is draft, so we can draft it up. I can draft the $50,000-$60,000 in the septic, and just the removal of the generator, which would probably cost us, you know, close to nothing, you know, and then the cost of 267. So, you know, we don't need to do all of that, but if we see the numbers, at least you folks know going forward in the future and the new chief coming on board, maybe they can, you know, start their capital expenditure plan with those items in mind. you know, as they go forward. Right. So, well, thank you, Commissioners.
So yeah. Did we just decide if we want to include that?
I would certainly think it would be helpful to spec it out and include it in a proposal so that we can look at how it affects overall. I don't have questions or comments about any of the other areas of the budget proposal, but for salaries.
Okay.
Was there anything other than salary for either of you?
No.
Okay, then I will make a motion. I found it. I reported in a meeting that I researched and reached out to three search firms. They made their proposals. One declined to make a proposal. The other two made proposals. It was discussed in open meeting, and we voted to accept the proposal with MMR.
Okay. And do you recall what the cost was for this committee?
For the search firm? I don't have that folder with me. I have it in my folder. It was presented at that meeting when it was voted on. My ballpark guess is in the order of 14,000, I think, is what. But all the minutes pertinent to your other question, all the minutes for 16 are now caught up and online. We are still working with the county's IT department. There seems to be some bottleneck at getting things posted, but it is being resolved. So hopefully we'll get caught up on the first three of this year as well.
Did the search committee develop the criteria for the new funding change?
I developed the criteria for the new
criteria.
Right, yep.
Okay.
In consultation with the chief and the search firm on what we wanted.
Okay.
I move that we go into executive session for purpose of discussing those items in the budget that will affect collective bargaining with Kootenai Firefighters Union. An open meeting may have a detrimental effect on bargaining position of the public body, and the committee would not return to open session after that final portion of the discussion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Connolly.
Pisano.
Hadley.
We are now in executive session.